Okay, so you sell more records in Iceland than Adele, as far as iTunes is concerned. How does that feel?
It feels great. We have this Iceland website. It's called tonelist.is, which just means like music.is, because tonelist is the Icelandic word for music. And they sell Icelandic music and international music. But when I released my debut album, I like the first weeks, I sold more copies than Adele was doing. But I don't know the numbers today, but that felt really good, like to log on to music.is and be like, whoa, I'm in the top spot, dude. That was pretty cool, especially because it was like my first album, and this was all new to me. So yeah, it was nice, and I really like Adele, so I don't know what the Icelandic people were thinking. They should buy her record.
I have to ask you, man. Like the first time I heard you sing is when you're around, and I thought for a second that I pressed the wrong button on iTunes. I thought I was listening to Stevie Wonder.
Oh,
Like,
nice. Wow.
where do you get your sound? Like, when did you start singing? Like, where does this come from?
I have no idea, actually. I've been singing pretty much all my life. That's a cliche to say, but that's true. I started to learn play the classical guitar in a music school when I was 8. So I've been playing the guitar for a long time, and when I was like 11 or 12, I started writing my own stuff. It's probably, excuse the language, it's probably shitty songs, but it was a start. And I think what was like a turning point for me was, I don't know, it doesn't sound cool to say it, but when I started like in college, we had this musicals. We had musicals every year. And I was like in the leading role, and I was singing a lot of songs. I was up on stage, and we recorded stuff. And the first musical we did actually had soul music, had all that Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin and all of them guys. So we were singing their songs, but with Icelandic lyrics. So at that point, I was like, yo, I really like singing soul music. So I started listening more to soul music, and then later on, when I started listening more to singer-songwriters such as like Gavin DeGraw, Jack Johnson, and John Mayer, Ben Harper, and stuff like that, I kind of just started mixing all of those guys together, and the outcome was just the Icelandic Johnny J.
So what are you looking forward to doing in the States? I mean, you've released Wait for Fate. You know, it's you got it on Bandcamp and things like that. What are you trying to do in the United States?
I mean, I used to go to Boston University. I graduated 09, and I just loved living in America, and I love the people over there, and like the guys, my friends in BU were like pretty much the reason that I really wanted to start doing music for real, because they were like, yo, this is good stuff, man. And he saw they were like really, really good inspiration for me. So I just always feel like when I play for American people, they really like just enjoy listening to my music, and they give me like solid feedback. And I'm just pretty sure that if I would come over, that I would have a blast, and also the people. So there's some like American vibe in the music that I'm making. So I'm not saying like the Icelandic people sucks or anything, like, because they don't. I love them as well. But I mean, obviously, America is a bigger market, and being a musician in Iceland is you don't like only do that if you want to like make a living. So if I in the ideal world, I would go to the States and people would be like, yo, this is the best guy ever. And I would be like, yeah, thank you. And now I only have to play music and my life is awesome. So, yeah, that's the dream. And like, the first time I went to America was only in 2004. And I just instantly fell in love. And my older sister lives in New York. And so I go to America at least once a year. And yeah, I always enjoy it. So hopefully I'll come over for a longer period of time. Some days to travel America and play for a bunch of people.
Do you get a lot of comments as far as like when people hear you sing for the first time? I mean, I didn't see what you looked like the first time I heard you sing. I was kind of blown away. I didn't expect, you know, for you to be singing that. Like, do people say things like that to you?
Yeah, I've heard that actually. yeah, because I'm some blonde kid, you know. Mm-hmm. I see what you mean, but I think people get used to it pretty fast. So, but yeah, I don't know. That was more back in the days, like here, because now I've been singing my own stuff in Iceland for 2 years now, so it's been a while since I got comments like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay, you mentioned earlier that, you know, in Iceland the culture is a little bit different and you have to work in addition to play music. So what do you do? Like, what do you do during the day?
Oh, you should be happy to hear that, because I'm the editor-in-chief of like a weekly. It's like a youth magazine where we have well-known people on the cover every week, and we talk about music and movies and sports and stuff like that. It's just a free paper that pretty much everyone can read.
Wow, so that's great. You're a journalist as well as a musician. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice. The only thing is that I can't talk about myself.
Yeah.
Check out this awesome musician. he's on the cover. So, yeah, but yeah, it's fun. It's fun because you meet a lot of like interesting people and. Because there are lots of talent in Iceland.
Mm-hmm. So in a perfect world, what do you think you'd be doing?
Singing and performing. Because I just love being on the stage and not only just singing the songs, just also performing, like kidding around with the people and have them clap and sing along and, you know, do some funny moves. I love it. I mean, I don't know if you know, I also play soccer. I've played soccer all my life, but I've never had the, you know, dream of becoming a professional soccer player. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always just been more, you know, a fun thing for me, even though it's semi-pro here in Iceland. Mm-hmm. But and I have friends that play like in England and Italy and stuff like that, but I've never been like, yo, now I'm going to work hard and become a really good soccer player. It's more, that's more, you know, something that I think when it comes to music. So in the ideal world, that's what I would be doing.
I mean, you ever think about just, you know, hopping on a plane and moving to the United States?
Ah, think about it, yeah. But I'm such a basic guy. I'm like working nine to five and you know, I go to bed at like so between 11 and midnight, you know, so I'm not the guy like taking risks or stuff like that. But maybe wasn't it Oprah that said like the biggest risk in life is never to take risk. So maybe I should just buy the ticket tonight and come over.
What do you think you need to do to really separate yourself from, I mean, there's thousands of musicians that, you know, want to break through in the United States. I mean, what do you think you have to do in order to do that?
That is a great question. What I would have to do is obviously come over there and play, because I can't just be online telling people that they should buy my album instead of someone else's. But, 'cause I think that when people see me play live, they'd be like, oh, okay, so he can sing just as well as he, like, when he's on the record, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, and also it's just, I'm happy most of the time, and I think I'm good at, like, making the people around me happy, and I think that would be nice for everyone that would come see me to become happier. But yeah, obviously there are like tons of talent, so I would need like a lot of luck, and I don't know, I would have to have like some good people helping me out. So yeah, but I don't have any like formula that I'm like that I'm following and be like, yeah, next step is to do that, and then I'll do that, and then I'll become world famous. But it's a good question. It's obviously something you have to think about, because you cannot just come over there with your guitar and be like, okay, now I'm gonna like conquer the world. So I'll think about that one.
No problem. As far as how you would package yourself to someone, like let's just say someone says, Jan Jansen, like what kind of singer is he? What does he represent? How do you think you'd say that?
What do I represent? I represent joy, and I represent just pure love. Like, I'm not saying that, I mean love in not only like loving one girl. I mean just loving my friends, loving my family, and then because I'm pretty lovable, and I instead of just shaking hands, I would probably give you a hug after this interview. So yeah, that's kind of what I represent in my lyrics, and I just use music to show people that I'm full of pure joy, and I mean sometimes I'm not always being like, yay, I'm so happy. That's why I also write songs that are like I've been heartbroken, and I've lost friends and stuff like that. So I've also written songs about that. So it's pretty much just me in the songs. And I think I'm always going to be honest in my songwriting. So yeah, I'm just representing me and the people around me.